This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Tuesday, March 23rd DJV program. This is Doug Steffen. Hello. With my good friend Jennifer Horn. Hello.
Hello.
My great friend Victoria Keelan. Well, she's good and great. Both of them, all three of them are good and great. Jay is becoming our friend as well. We're sort of teaching each other a lot of things. We've done a lot of things in our lives. We share our experiences here. We kind of rise above our egos, and I think that's an important thing for all of us to do. When you look at what's going on in the world, people always look at it, and it's natural to think about how it affects you personally. You can be your own teacher that way, and I guess with that in mind, we try to figure out what's teachable here in this Boulder situation, Jennifer. What's the latest update on eight people who were killed?
Ten.
Was it ten?
Wow. Yeah, ten of people who were killed.
So, police officer is one of them, I know that.
Right. Eric Talley has been identified as the police officer who was a father of seven kids, and he was the first to arrive on the scene. Young guy, so he's 51 years old, still a dad, and he was the first one to arrive, and so he ran into the store and lost his life along with nine other people. The victims are still telling their stories to officers who are trying to piece together the scene. There's still a lot of action around King Soopers, and what's so eerie is that it still looks like there's a lot of people in the store because there are a lot of cars in the parking lot, but that's because people had to run away on foot and they haven't touched the scene. So it's still kind of what it looked like when this happened yesterday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and now we know that the suspect is still not being identified by authorities. He is receiving medical treatment. He was seen on camera. Officers were escorting him out of the store. He had no shirt on, but it was reported that he had come in like full gear into the store. He did come out of the store with no shirt on. He had blood running down his leg.
What about this guy? What does anybody know?
Nobody knows. And they haven't even identified him publicly yet. And I think that's not a terrible idea. I mean, everybody is desperate to know who he is, what he is, what his motive was, where he got his gun, what he was thinking, who he was friends with, where he lived, obviously. But I think when we do that, we start creating our own narratives, and it kind of impedes the investigation. So I think as long as we, I mean, who wants to talk about this guy anyway? We spend far too long talking about shooters.
I don't even want to talk about the shooting. Right.
So,
I mean, it's the same story over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. This area of Boulder, there's a lot going on in that particular shopping center when this happened. There's a grocery store. Some people inside were getting COVID shots. There was an account of someone online who I was reading about. This family was in getting a shot for COVID, and when they realized what was happening, they ran upstairs and locked themselves in like a coat closet and texted their family that they would be fine, but that they would be shutting their phones off. There are a lot of other stories about people running to the back of the store and escaping via the loading dock, just jumping off the loading dock to try to get out. So I think we're going to probably hear more stories today. And certainly this is a reminder. It doesn't seem like we covered this much. I was looking it up. I know it didn't seem like we had a lot of mass shootings last year, but I think there were over 120 or something like that. So they're still happening, and they're just not getting reported on, unfortunately, because I think we just become calloused to it. And if, you know, it's interesting to see what makes national news. But one thing always is to, when you walk into a place, especially as we get back to normal, always identify your exits. Know what your exit plan is.
Make what an awful way major. To have to think.
Such a sad reality.
Oh.
I do it, though.
Yeah.
I walk in, you know, you walk into Macy's, figure out where your exit is. It's just the, and, you know, train your kids to do that, too, because it's the difference between life and death.
Well, kids right, already have shooting drills in school, so telling them where the exits are, that's not exactly, you know, shock to their system.
And you just make it
what
a game.
Are we doing to
How
ourselves?
Do we get out of here? What's our exit? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about spring break? A lot of wild reports, the kinds of things going on. A woman who got manhandled by a couple of spring breakers apparently died, in North Carolina. Is that? Oh, no, they were from North Carolina. Excuse me. They're down in South Beach in Miami. These stories seem to be, especially in Florida, there are tons of these stories of people breaking curfew, or they're now installing curfews. What in the heck is going on? And is this what we're going to, is this the future of going to college at spring break time? People, it's like after some team
this
wins.
This was more than just spring break. These were people gone wild. I mean, I don't know what was going on here.
Remember those old videos, girls gone wild? Did you ever see
that? Yeah,
this is worse. I mean,
but this is more violent
than arrests. And 80 guns have been seized. I mean, that's a lot. This is, so, I don't know, I wouldn't want
these
to be anywhere.
These two men, they've been identified, Evois Collier, 21, and Dorian Taylor, 24. Both are from Greensboro. They stole credit cards belonging to this woman. They drugged her. They raped her. She later died. She was a 24-year-old visiting from Pennsylvania, according to police reports. These are a lot of people from other places, like we discussed yesterday. This isn't exactly Florida going wild. This is people coming to one spot and causing trouble. But the difference between Girls Gone Wild and what's happening here is there's been a huge element of violence. Girls Gone Wild are a bunch of girls acting stupid, being drunk, and doing stupid stuff and showing their top. You know, they're
right.
Taking their tops
mm-hmm.
off.
Yeah.
This is violence. This is destruction of property. This is obviously now rape and murder. This is not quite the same scenario that we're used to with spring break.
Speaking of the scenarios, the business about Asian Americans and what's going on with Asian Americans, another part of our scenario of trouble here. We seem to have trouble everywhere we look. There's trouble on the border with Hispanics. There's trouble on the West Coast with Asians who are coming into our country. The black, I mean, it's just everywhere. So the Asian thing, though, seems to be the most recent. It ought not to have been. It should have been, I suppose, on our radar for a long time, because a lot of people who are of Asian descent have felt the same sort of prejudice that black people have in America for a long time. And frankly, if you go back to the hero of being brought over here, they were slaves too. They were paid a little, but not much, to build the railroads and all kinds of stuff. They referred to it as coolie labor. And still, this sort of racial prejudice for people that come from Asia, it seems not to be abating, or is it we're paying more attention to it, so we're seeing more examples of it? Is it
no,
a little of both?
I mean, historically, it's just never been reported. It's been reported in Asian communities, but I was reading something yesterday about how historically, whenever there's something going on, tensions with an Asian country and the U.S., whether and, you know, that's not here on our shores, there's always a rise in prejudice attacks and racist attacks and violence against Asian Americans. And it's something that the Asian community is now talking about, saying, like, look, we've been used to this. This is happening to us for years, decades. Every single time China does something that no one likes, then these attacks on Asian Americans start up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. We haven't been reporting
on it. When we talk about race in this case, I know people, I don't know why it feels weird to say this, but it's not white on Asian crime. It's black on Asian crime. In California, the amount of Asian crime has had an uptick in the last year, because some people are saying the pandemic obviously would be the thing that you would point at. But in San Francisco, in and around California, the highest numbers of people who are perpetrators in these crimes are black Americans. And so I think we get into this mode of just racism, racism, racism. And I think it's important that we remember that we've created a lot of division between groups. And
sure have.
There's traditionally been a lot of black on Asian crime already in California, at least. I don't know about the rest of the country. There's always been this back and forth in inner city areas between Asian store owners and people who are seen as, you know, street people who are street. And that's kind of what they're described in Southern California, at least. But now it's gone bigger than that. And I was reading this whole story. I think it was San Francisco Gate that had a story about this rise, particularly in this element of crime, or in crimes against Asians perpetrated by black Americans. And I feel like, you know, we're so into, I don't know, I think we've created a lot of this because we we're creating so much division between each community that everybody's got a team now, and it just, I don't know, it feels weird. It feels like we're going backwards instead of forwards.
It does, doesn't it? So what sort of controversy will be created by Joe Biden nominating Lina Khan for the Commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission? She looks to be about 35 or so, maybe 40. She obviously, with that name and her look, is a Middle Eastern descent. I wouldn't be surprised if she was Muslim. And so is that going to create a hubbub around people who don't like Muslims, don't like people in the Middle East? Is this good because it creates diversity? Where do we go with this?
Well, she's being chosen because she's a legal scholar, and she's been one of the most vocal people in the growing tech antitrust movement. So she is not, I think that's why she's qualified, but that's why she's been chosen, because that's, you know, big tech keeps getting bigger and bigger. And so she is someone who, you know, she and the nominee Tim Wu, who is a Columbia law professor, he works on technology and competition policy at the National Economic Council. He's the one who actually coined the phrase, the term net neutrality. So he's also now being picked to be on the Federal Trade Commission. So I don't see that there's a whole lot of negative in either of them as nominees, so I'm not sure.
We may not, but somebody will come up with something. You can kind of be sure of that. 17 after the hour on the DJV program, thinking about your nose, how you're feeling today. Is your nose clean and clear as you wake up? No, it's probably stuffed up, because that's the way it is. Most people, whether you admit it or not, when you wake up in the morning, your nose is crusty and it's kind of messy and it needs to be cleaned out. Same as you brush your teeth, same as you wash your face, you need to clean out your nose. And that's where the Navage comes in. The Navage system that Victoria has been using since pretty much we started talking about this 3-4 months ago. Navage, if you don't know, at this point, the world's only nose cleaner that has powered suction. If you ever tried to leave, you know, to get everything out of your nose and used, let's say, a neti pot, Victoria will tell you, I don't know, putting words in your mouth, but I know you've always talked about how messy it was and how you like the Navage.
Yep.
Because it just is so much easier to deal with. You'll feel healthier overall with Navage, which, as I say, at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, cleans out all the nastiness that's in your nose, the potentially dangerous things that get trapped in your nose. So take it from me, take it from us. Navage is the way to go. And by the way, it's backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Very cool. Navage, you can buy them online at navage.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed, or your money back, that you will.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After the hour now, trending time here on the DJV program. The Boulder shooting certainly is on the top of the scale there, but we had a lot of other people responding to the stories of what's in your cereal box and some results of questions that have been floating around for the past day or so coming right up.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any 2 ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/27/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Hi, it's time for us to dig in here, Jay, to the latest. What sort of response are you getting from people? Or is this going to float for the next day or so as to what the gnarliest thing is you find in your food, whether it's cereal or whatever it is? I found some really horrible stuff.
What have you found, Doug?
I found once a pencil in a a ground up pencil, the lead and the, you could tell it was a pencil ground up in some chopped salad that I got. I buy, you know, sometimes things, I chop it up myself, spinach and lettuce, and sometimes if I'm in a hurry I buy a little container of chopped stuff, and this time I found a pencil in the, because they put it into a grinder, and I'm thinking that some guy with a pencil in his ear leaned over to look and see what was it.
That's probably exactly how it happened.
Yeah, right. So into the grinder it goes. What about you two?
Oh, man. I found a bolt in a bowl of cereal. Well, in a box of cereal, I should say. It poured out into my bowl. And it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the same thing that's trending on Twitter right now with the guy who found shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And by the way, I just looked up the picture of the shrimp tails. And these are definitely shrimp tails. There is no way that you can think that they're anything other than that.
So yes. How does shrimp get mixed in with a cereal?
Someone's eating shrimp on the line.
Someone's clearly having lunch, trying to double down on work and lunch.
And it looks like it's coated in the sugar cinnamon mix. Yeah.
Well, and that's what the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Twitter handle said. They're like, no, that's just cinnamon and sugar that didn't emulsify and mix properly, and now they're getting called out for gaslighting. And the thing is, this guy, Jensen Karp, is a journalist who has over 60,000 followers on Twitter. So him posting this, I mean, it's like, this is out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do we have from yesterday, or what do we have? I know it takes us a day sometimes to get results of some of the questions that we've asked, and so where are we with that? I think it's nice for people to get an update on things that they may have posted and what other people are saying about what's been posted.
Yeah, well, regarding Donald Trump and returning to social media in 2 to 3 months with his own platform, how people are feeling about it, are they going to sign up for it? It's kind of 50-50. A good number of people are saying, yeah, I can't wait for this to roll out. I'm definitely signing up. Other people are like, no. One user, Sheree McCoy, says, no, this isn't going to happen. Dude's got too much debt, too many civil suits. He's about to be indicted on tax fraud. There's tax evasion, insurance. The list goes on. There's not going to be any time for him to have an actual rollout in 2 to 3 months of a new social platform.
Well, he'll try because he likes to throw a lot of balls up in the air or throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. All right, so what else? We have Ellen DeGeneres updating the situation with her. Is it her wife or her husband? What is Portia de Rossi?
Her wife, what is Portia de Rossi?
Her husband?
Well, don't they call each other sometimes?
No. It's just wife. Like we're not even going down that road.
Portia de Rossi had an emergency appendectomy, and she's doing well, and she's back at home. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's scary. Fine.
28 after the hour.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump on Newsmax TV Monday let the Biden administration have it for destroying the once safe U.S.-Mexico border and destruction of America's energy independence.
They're destroying our country, and the company Burisma, you know what Burisma is, we're making them rich, and we're becoming less and less energy independent, and within 3 or 4 months we won't be energy independent. It's a very, very sad thing, and then the border, you look at that, it's incredible to watch.
Fire burned through a Rockland County, New York assisted living facility, leaving multiple residents injured. Flames broke out inside the Evergreen Court for Adults just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Multiple fire departments were called to the scene. One firefighter was trapped inside the burning facility for some time, but was able to escape. The 200-bed facility is about 25 miles north of New York City along the Hudson River. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The next COVID-19 vaccine could be pricking arms soon. Some are calling this one a game changer for the planet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States.
AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has been produced through the Operation Warp Speed program. Feel like you put on some weight over the lockdown? Well, you're not alone. American adults gained 0.5 pound on average for every 10 days spent under stay-at-home orders. The University of California, San Francisco study found that participants under stay-at-home orders gained on average 0.59 pounds for every 10 days spent under lockdown, a finding that could translate as many as 20 pounds gained over the course of the 2020-2021 pandemic. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Make it 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. So the latest on COVID information. You're doing pretty well at that. Are you doing a good job? What's the correct modifier here? Are you doing a good job? You have good news? You have some news?
Okay, take a breath, because you sound like you're about to pass out. Okay, so we have some good news, and this is good news especially for grandparents. So the CDC has listed some new guidelines for fully vaccinated grandparents, And the number one thing that a lot of grandparents miss are hugs from the grandkids.
Yes.
And so the CDC says that if you are fully vaccinated as a grandparent, that you are welcome to visit with any members of your family who are not vaccinated yet. So meaning you can hug your children, you can hug your grandchildren, you are okay. You are considered to be safe. You do not need to wear a mask. You can have visitors in your home, but they say one household at a time. So do not have a block party because you've been vaccinated. So have your one family, you know, one pod at a time. So if your daughter is visiting from out of town with her husband and the kids, that's great. Stick to just that one family.
All right, so I'm going to California to visit with my two children, my son and my daughter. They live in two separate homes in a couple of weeks.
Visit them individually, and you're fine.
Individually,
well, actually, your daughter and your son-in-law have already been vaccinated, right?
And my son has. My son got vaccinated yesterday.
Okay,
so then we'll all have been vaccinated by that time.
But your son's wife, your daughter-in-law, hasn't been, right? I don't think she's been vaccinated yet.
Probably not.
So technically, most of you guys have been vaccinated. According to the new CDC guidelines, you all should be fine gathering without masks, and you should be okay. So that's some good news. Now, they are saying, though, obviously, you know, you don't want to go out into large crowds. You don't want to, especially if your family members have not been vaccinated yet, you want to make sure that you're in well-ventilated areas. If you're meeting indoors at restaurants, things like that, take precaution. Don't go hog wild. But this is good news for some grandparents. You know, I don't know if you guys talked about this while I was away, but some doctors have actually had prescriptions prescription notes that have gone viral, and they've written out prescriptions for grandparents to hug their grandchildren because grandparents are too afraid. And and a lot of these notes have gone viral, and it's very sweet. The doctors are now insisting, like, no, for your mental health, go and hug your grandchild, hug your children. It's okay. And a lot of people are still scared. They don't know, you know, what the unknown is. And
we could all use a little boost like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. All right. Today is American Diabetes Association Alert Day, observed every fourth Tuesday of March. It's the 23rd this year, part of a movement to create awareness about the silent killer that is diabetes. 34 million Americans are at risk of having diabetes. It's a sugar. It's also sometimes called sugar diabetes. The primary causative agent of more than 9 other serious health complications, including COVID. You'll find that if you look at the stats, most of the people who have died of complications related to COVID have had diabetes, been overweight, severely obese, you know, that kind of stuff. So today, the wave of red flags is important, alerting Americans about the potential lethality of diabetes. It's type 1 and type 2. Type 2 is a lot worse than type 1, but neither of them are pleasant, nor are they good.
Type 1 is you're born with it, and that's a lot more severe. Yeah.
Right, I've always gotten those confused.
Plenty of people, type 2 is not, it's most of the time it's dietary. It can, my mom is, you know, not a pound overweight, but she is a type 2 diabetic. It runs in her family. And so, you know, sometimes it is genetic, but she's not a type 1 insulin diabetic. And so that is, you know, that you're usually born with that and needing insulin from a young age.
And a lot of times you need that pump.
Right.
That pump that goes into the stomach,
Right. Yeah. Today is National Ag Day as well. For those of you who want to know more about your friendly farmer, the American farmer, the average American farmer feeds 166 people a year. That is, they are responsible 1 to 166. Did you ever figure that? Remember we used to have everybody taking care of himself or herself. 100 years ago, 96% of the people lived on the land and took care of themselves. They had their own gardens, they raised their own vegetables, they had their own cow, they did their own meat. Everything was self-contained. Now it's less than 2%. And actually, I'm surprised at that number, given the fact that one farmer takes care of 166 people, that would mean the numbers are even smaller than 2%. So think about the food that you bring to the table every day and where it comes from, recognizing farmers. I think I went through some of the stats recently as to how much farmers get for each of the products. You know, like a quart of milk costs, what, $4 at the store, and the farmer gets $1.14, that kind of stuff. It's the middlemen that make all the money, and that's pretty obscene when you think about how hard it is to raise. I'm talking about the family farmer. I'm talking about the big agribusinesses now. I'm talking about the family farmer, the people that you have found you could depend on, especially in the last year with COVID being what it was and no food in the grocery store. So where do you go? People rediscovered the family farm. I'm betting it'll be the same this year. I think we were talking about on the American Family Farmer Show that I do. You can get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, every week, an overview of a success story when it comes to family farming, and it's the connection of family, food, farm, all those things go hand in hand, and so many more people signed up for conscription. You know, they go every week and find, it's called CSAs, they find what food the farmers have, and veggies and meat, and a lot of CSAs for pretty much anything. You can get dairy CSA, you can get poultry CSAs, lamb, you know, meat, whatever it is. You'll find them around, and they are very productive and a great way for you to make sure you're keeping yourself and your family healthy as we talk about all these people that have, what did we say, the quarantine 15? How many pounds have you put on since last year at this time? Did you see, ladies, that big asteroid that passed by the Earth pretty close last night? Reminded me, I was watching debris at the same time this thing was floating by by the Earth. It was very close, too, in terms of, you know, it was closer than the moon. It was about 173,000 miles away from the Earth. At various times in the year, the apogee and perigee of the moon can be either 278 to 294 1,000 miles away, as close as 234 to 240,000 miles. When the moon seems, in the fall usually, when it seems bigger, you know how that impacts, you know, they see the big moon in the sky in the fall, and be like, wow, look at that. It's because it is actually closer to the Earth. It doesn't go around the Earth in a circular fashion. It has an elliptical orbit. So sometimes it's almost 300,000 miles away. Sometimes it's closer to 200,000. And that's what happens in the fall. Well, anyway, this flyby was very safe. Didn't pose any risk to anybody on Earth or any of the satellites that are circling the Earth. It was called Asteroid 2021 EQ3. It has come closer to the Earth than any natural satellite. A lot of telescopes were on telescopes. Good, Doug. Telescopes were operating and watching this rock pass closer. And apparently it got into an orbit itself so that it's going around the world for, you know, a couple of times anyway. It's about the size of a bus, right? Can you imagine that? And although it seems small, if it were to slam into the Earth, it would do really serious damage. And it has, as it turns out, one of these things slammed into the atmosphere above Russia about 10 years ago. There was a shock wave that blew out windows. Remember that? Don't you remember what happened? Remember that? It was in 2013 when all the windows were blown out. Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, I don't recall this at all.
A lot of people got hurt. There was a lot of debris, flying glass, that kind of stuff. It was really pretty weird. Another weird thing, or it isn't so weird, because the atmosphere, the world, the universe is full of these fragments. They're everywhere. And although debris, the TV show that stars my friend Jonathan Tucker, who I think will be with us tomorrow to talk about this week's episode, the idea is that there are things out there. This story is based on a true survey of things that are coming into our atmosphere from places that we know not of, and things that we don't have any idea what it is. The government keeps these. This stuff that's coming out now is coming from government information about things they don't want us to know about. You know, the old business, there's all the jokes about Area 54, blah, blah. All that stuff is true. And these asteroids that come through the atmosphere, some of them burn up in the atmosphere, some of them get through. Who knows what is on the ground? And
well, there's
that's
new
what
footage just from yesterday of the from the Pentagon of flying saucers, whatever you want to call them. They look like that sort of, you know, disc kind of shape. And so that, I mean, the Pentagon is basically not even trying to come up with answers anymore. They're just like, here you go, here's some more video footage.
Yeah,
they're not even trying to hide it.
Because everybody knows.
Like, they've gone through the Rolodex of lies, so there's nothing else they can tell us. You know, oh, it's a weather balloon. It's this, it's that. No, it's not. It's a UFO. Okay, well, this has been happening for a long time. And who knows how much, you know, how, that's only since our technology has been able to capture it. If you think about it, maybe it's thousands of years they've been visiting our planet.
Or more. What to do about the Boston Marathon bomber? Coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, I'm going to take a deep breath. Breathing in my clear, X-L-E-A-R. It is the only natural sinus care system that hydrates during the day, so your nose is clean, your immune system is working, everything is being flushed away, washed away, because you put this little plastic bottle with the adapter in your nose, and you take a little shot, just like I did. You can do one side, you can do both sides, and then just take a deep breath. That's what I actually was doing when you said I was out of breath. I just taken a shot of this, and it does, you have to give it a minute. It's not smart of me to do it just as I go on the air, but, you know, you hear me as I'm doing it because I want you to know how easy it is to use and how well it works. You can check it all out on their website, and you can find it in your favorite drugstore, grocery store. It moisturizes and it cleans your sinuses. It's fabulous. So, take care of yourself, take care of your family, and take care of getting this into the mainstream. A lot of doctors want this to be something that's used, that's advised by and approved by the CDC to be combating things that we get, the flus and the viruses and stuff. Officially, doctors want to clear it. So if you want to sign that petition at clear.com, please feel free to do so to make this more a part of our everyday war against the things in our nose, if you will. At clear, X-L-E-A-R.com, look for the green tab on the right side of the screen, and please click on it and sign your name.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, quotes and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
All right, so the Supreme Court has agreed, ladies, to consider reinstating the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber. This guy's name is Sarnev, I think. Is that how you pronounce it? Something like that, anyway.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
We know, yeah, exactly what happened. This is 8 years ago, too, by the way. The appeals court last year tossed his death sentence. They said the judge failed to guarantee a fair jury due to media coverage. Come on. Well, is that going to be what happens with the guy with Chauvin?
I
you
hope
think that,
not. I was thinking that, too. I really hope not. But it's a possibility. But now with this guy, though, the Supreme Court is, you know, certainly leaning much more conservatively. So he may be out of luck. They may bring it back.
Good. Nobody deserves it more than him. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now, it's time for Chuck to join us. Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments. So we're going to revisit. As a matter of fact, I guess I can promote your appearance here, Chucker, as a return with us now to the thrilling days of yesteryear, but you have to wait a minute to get there.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Passing the baton. It has been passed. People still love watching this movie, even though Titanic was filmed how many years ago? Is this like 20 years ago, isn't it now, Jack?
1997, Doug.
Wow.
Wow.
24.
So in 1990, today in movie history, Titanic won the Oscar for Best Picture, Best Director, and a slew of other multiple Oscars at the Academy Award ceremony.
The appropriate thing is that it was a movie that people saw, actually, and it had relevance, as opposed to most of the crap that's been put up, especially this year, that nobody knows anything about. No, it's irrelevant. The Oscars are now completely irrelevant. Back then, they had meaning, and people were excited. They wanted to show, see these shows that had all the stars in them. But now, today, nobody knows any of the... There's no stars. They're actors. But the shows, movies...
I must say, I thoroughly enjoy waking up to your glass half full attitude. But
Well, welcome to today's show, Chuck.
But today. But in this case, I can't disagree with you. You know, for some reason, the industry changed, and over the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, they've completely favored the small, very small independent type movie, and the big studios are not really making the type of movie that ruled the roost back in 97 with Titanic. I still think it's the best film made since that year. I am a very big fan. And according to Deadline Hollywood Daily, which is probably one of the more accurate sites covering the industry, the Oscar ceremony this year will not have one single host, but a slew of high-profile presenters and no Zoom calls. So I guess everybody that's going to present will be there live, and if you accept an award, I guess you have to be there live to some extent. How they're going to pull this off completely is yet to be determined. But no, I think this year would have been really the year to have a single host. They should have brought a single host back. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that they're trying to glitz it up with people in those positions that folks that are watching actually know versus the people who are in the movies that they don't know. And that's, I think, that's where they're going. What big stars are up for anything this year? Anybody? For any award, any big star, anybody whose name we all know, is there anybody? Anybody?
Well, Frances McDormand won an Oscar for Three Billboards. Yeah, okay. I mean, those are named. Listen, if you go back 20, 30 years ago, when Nicholson was in the front row, and Warren Beatty, and De Niro, and Al Pacino, you know, those type, Julia Roberts, and that type of celebrity is very much missing from the telecast, especially Nicholson in the front row. I mean, but that day's
gone. Isn't he like 90 now, though? He doesn't act anymore, right?
Nah, he has not acted in about 9 years, and it looks like he's not going to. So, he's not 90, but he's in his 80s.
Yeah. So there's a story floating around about the R-rated version of Mrs. Doubtfire. Have you seen this? There was a...
Yeah, I mean, I guess, Robin Williams ad-libbed a lot of the stuff and went very adult, and they shot those takes. So that's Chris Columbus said. I mean, there was a rumor there was an NC-17 version, which would be really outrageous, but I'm sure there is. I doubt it'll ever see the light of day, though. They're not going to... release an R-rated version of Miss Doubtfire.
Apparently they did. They did all kinds of... He says, Christopher Columbus said, they did 15 to 22 takes on many of the scenes.
With a guy like that, I could see that.
Yeah.
Wow. Good Lord. So they got all that stuff somewhere handed to be used. Yes, Chugger, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.